观众朋友们大家好，今天是4月1号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示将全力协助台湾在世卫组织发挥作用。我们请美国之音国务院记者张荣香为我们介绍。
美国总统特朗普3月26号签署了这项获得美国国会参众两院两党议员普遍支持的法案，使它成为法律。北京政府之后表示反对。不过美国国务卿蓬佩奥在一场电话圆桌会中表示，美国国务院将全力遵守美国法律的规定。下面我们来听听他怎么说。
The president signed that law. He did so quite happily. He was pleased with the contents of it. The responsibility now falls to the United States government to comply with each and every component of that. That includesworking to make sure that in every organization, you identified the WHO in particular, that in every organization that has has content that is related to what's taking place inside of Taiwan, that we do our best to assist them in having their appropriate role there. We'll do that. We'll fully comply with that. We think it's important, and we were pleased that piece of legislation made it out of the Congress and onto the president's desk at the end of last week.
新通过的美国法律规定，美国应该在适当的情况之下帮助台湾加入一切不需要以国家地位为会员资格要件的国际组织，并且帮助台湾在适当的国际组织里获得观察员的地位。在谈到美国如何与中国以及东盟国家合作对抗新冠疫情的时候，蓬佩奥表示，美国不断和印太地区的国家就新冠疫情进行交流。美国不止和东南亚国家，也积极和南亚以及中亚国家密切合作。至于中国，蓬佩奥表示，美国是最早向中国提出援助的国家之一。下面我们再来听听蓬佩奥怎么说。
Just as we went into this moment of crisis, we will continue to find every opportunity to work alongside China. We have important economic relationships. We shortly before this.Completed the first part of a trade deal. The second part of that, we hope, will follow not too far behind that. But there are also immense challenges with China, places where the president's identified where reciprocity doesn't exist. We've seen that in trade. We've seen that with respect to how journalists are treated, freedom of information, how it flows across borders and across the region. So it will continue to be just as we identified.Early on in the administration, a true strategic competitor for the United States. I don't expect that will change.
记者注意到，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在电话当中使用新冠病毒而非武汉病毒的字眼。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
白宫新冠病毒工作小组的传染病专家说，预计新冠病毒将会在今年秋天卷土重来，不过到时候美国会有更多的准备。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
在新型冠状病毒的疫情持续在美国蔓延的同时呢，美国的医疗物资等等也出现了短缺，各州现在都非常的需求所谓的 N95 的口罩还有呼吸器等等的医疗资源。特朗普总统在星期一的傍晚在白宫的玫瑰园举办了这个新型冠状疫情的病毒的疫情的简报会的时候呢，他特别说到了包括中国与俄罗斯等国家对美国的帮助。特朗普总统说，中国送东西给我们真的很棒，俄罗斯也送我们一整机的东西，医疗设备真的很好心，其他送我们东西的国家也叫我惊喜。那我们知道呢，特朗普总统之前曾经说过美国的疫情将会缓解，并且还预测说在复活节之前就可以重启美国经济，到复活节当天呢，所有的教堂当中都会挤满了人。但是呢，在星期天的时候，特朗普总统改口说他要延长这个社交距离的这个政策呢到4月底。那么之后呢，特朗普总统又做出了新的预测，说6月1号美国就会复苏。不过呢，在星期一的这个白宫玫瑰园当中的这个新闻简报会上呢，国家过敏与传染病研究所的主任安东尼·佛契博士则表示，因为现在新冠病毒的传染力呢，他估计在今年的秋天的时候，这个病将会卷土重来。我们来看一下佛契博士在白宫是怎么说的。
In fact, I would anticipate that would actually happen because of the degree of transmissibility.However, if you come back in the fall It will be a totally different ball game of what happened when we first got hit with it in the beginning of this year. There will be several things that will be different. Our ability to go out and be able to test, identify, isolate, and contact trace will be orders of magnitude better than what it was just a couple of months ago. In addition, we have a number of clinical trials that are looking at a variety of therapeutic interventions. We hope one or more of them will be available. And importantly, as I mentioned to you many times at these briefings, is that we have a vaccine that's on track and multiple other candidates. So I would anticipate that, you know, a year to a year and a half, we'd be able to do it under an emergency use. If we start seeing an efficacy signal, we may be able to even use a vaccine at the next season. So things are going to be very, very different. What we're going through now is going to be more than just lessons learned. It's going to be things that we have available to us that we did not have before.
此外，我们知道国会在上个星期已经通过了价值2万亿美元的纾困法案，而特朗普总统也已经把它签署成法了。美国财政部也正在准备要运用这一笔经费。财政部在星期一发出了指导方针，说在未来的三个星期将会把现金发给合乎标准的美国民众，年薪75,000美元的个人，或者是年收入150,000美元的家庭，可以获得全部的金额，也就是个人1200美元，或者是一个家庭2400块美元，而一个小孩呢，则是500美元。收入超过上述标准的，每多100元就减少5块钱的补助。这些金钱呢，到时候将会自动的存入银行的账户当中。而财政部长姆努钦表示呢，应该预计在未来的三个星期之内就可以做完。此外呢，如果你是超过收入99,000美元的个人，或是超过198,000美元的家庭呢，那就不符合补助的资格。财政部同时也公告，需要资金协助来付员工薪水还有福利的航空公司等等，已经可以开始申请补助了。那么我们知道，截至3月31号星期二中午为止呢，美国境内的新型冠状病毒病例已经超过了17万人，而且呢，已经有将近3500人死于新冠肺炎。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前面的报道。
纽约是目前美国新冠疫情的中心，有3万多确诊病例。美国之音记者采访了纽约市市长白思豪，我们一起去看一看。
带有红十字标记的巨大白色医院船安慰号从维吉尼亚州的诺福克经过维修后，星期一抵达纽约港。这艘医院船的到达比原定计划提早了近一个星期。纽约市长白思豪说，安慰号给纽约带来了希望和支援。
8.6 million people here in New York City, and the arrival of the USNS Comfort is one of the most powerful moments we've seen in weeks in terms of giving people hope, of giving them a sense that help really is coming. I mean, it's literally like an entire hospital just floated up to New York City. You know, we are desperate right now to make sure we keep increasing our ability to provide health care to people in this crisis, and we just got the best reinforcement we possibly could. But it's also, you know, beyond the physical help,It is the psychological effect. People are so encouraged to see our military here to help us.
这艘医院船拥有1000个床位和12个手术区，其中750个床位可以立即投入使用。船上的医疗人员将为非新冠病毒患者提供治疗，以减轻不堪重负的当地医院的负担，让他们集中精力对付疫情。
We're going to have to turn our hospitals more and more into all intensive care, which has never been done before.And the comfort's going to allow us to make that transition and take a lot of the pressure off those hospitals. So it's playing a crucial role in preparing us for the fight ahead. And also the quality of the medical personnel in the military is exceptional. So it's going to allow us to get a lot done to have these heroes joining the heroes we already have on the front lines in our hospitals.
根据约翰霍普金斯大学的统计，纽约市感染新冠病毒的确诊病例目前已超38,000例。大约有1000人被病毒夺去了生命。安慰号上一次援助纽约人还是在2001年9月11日恐怖袭击后的暗淡日子。第一响应人员和联邦工作人员当时住在船上，船上的医生为他们提供危机心理咨询。这一次安慰号的任务甚至更为关键。白思豪说，纽约接下来几个星期将会更加艰难。
It's not enough to get us through the whole long battle.But right now, this is playing a crucial role in getting us through this week, next week, giving us a chance to make the bigger transition we have to. Look, the worst is yet to come. I've been blunt with people about that. But this help right now is allowing us to keep going. It's allowing us to be able to reset the equation so we can fight a much bigger battle ahead. And I said, it's not just the physical help. It's not just the equipment and the beds. It is also the incredible morale boost to see our men and women in uniform, to see these great medical professionals, to see our military arrive, because this is the front right now in the United States of America. We're fighting an invisible enemy, and this is the front. This is the place where, unfortunately, the battle is raging. And thank God our military are here.
专家预测，纽约的病例数将在四月达到峰值。在安慰号抵达纽约的同时，纽约中央公园正在建一个有68个床位的野战医院，星期二开始接受病患。纽约市长白思豪呼吁大家携手一起战胜疫情。
Just so everyone understands, in America, it's here today. Unfortunately, it's going to be other places tomorrow. Help us win this battle now, and then we will send everything we've got—the equipment, the supplies, the personnel—to win the battle in the next city, the next state. We're all in this together. That's the truth.
美国之音采访报道。
许多美国人目前遵守居家令，待在家里，但是有些人却发现24小时和家人待在同一空间内实在是难以适应。一些宇航员向美国之音讲述了他们的经验和建议，我们一起去看一看。
从2019年3月到2019年10月，美国宇航局宇航员尼克·海格在空间站度过了204天。他绕着地球飞行3000多次，还执行了3次太空行走任务。而现在，他在地球上和家人待在德克萨斯州休斯顿的家中。他说，在太空200多天的时间里，他和地球上的家人朋友保持极端社交距离。他当时养成的有些习惯，现在在地球上派上用场了。
I'm stuck with my family, a family that I've spent the better part of the last 3 years separated from. And so being able to reconnect and spend that time, I think that in hindsight, people are going to look back and they're going to realize just the ability to spend so much time with your loved ones is a special treat. And that's something that I'm very thankful that I've got that opportunity right now. I wish it was under better circumstances, but I'll take every minute I've got to be able to, you know, play with my boys and spend time with my wife.
除了和家人共度时光以外，海格表示，拥有属于自己的空间和时间也是超重要的。
And the other part is at the end of the day or whenever we need it, just trying to have a place that is your own that you can sneak away to and you can have a little personal time, you know.The space station is as big as a 6-person home, and we have our own little crew quarters up there, which is about the size of a closet, but that's all I needed to be able to close the door and just kind of escape all the hustle and bustle and everything else that was going on and just focus on kind of trying to collect myself and my thoughts and being able to escape.
海格说，运用科技和你的朋友联络也是个好主意。
Some of it is just connecting.You know, reaching out and doing a video call with family and friends or working on a project. You know, when I was on orbit, I'd do crossword puzzles with my boys over a video chat. And just being able to connect that way was such a huge emotional boost. It helped me prepare for the next day. So really, you know, even though you're isolated, technology has advanced so much that we're able to reach out and connect.
在执行任务之前，宇航员会考虑可能发生的最坏情况，然后接受应变的训练。海格谈到人们在新冠病毒流行病期间可能感到的焦虑。
The way I managed it was to focus on the things that were within my control. You know, every day I've got things that I can do to help those around me and to help, you know, make my situation and their situation better. And it's by doing that and focusing on those things.That I can continue to you move forward and you make progress, rather than to spend a lot of energy worrying about the things that are out of your control. That's if I was going to give a piece of advice, that's it. Is just focus on the things that you can affect, because there's so much out there right now that is completely out of all of our control. And if we just help each other in our own little spot, make it a little bit better.Then everybody together is going to improve the situation.
美国之音电视报道。
新冠疫情迫使许多的上班族在家里工作，他们运用各种各样的技术和同事们保持联系，并且完成工作。我们一起去看一看。
在政府下达几乎要封城的命令后，旧金山现在犹如一座空城，只要情况允许，员工都留在家里，以避免感染新冠病毒。不过有很多技术可以让他们继续工作。一家叫蓝智 Range 的软件公司打造有助于团队沟通的工具，来帮助试图转向远程工作的雇员。不过该公司的联合创办人布莱登·科维茨表示，他们面临着挑战。
When people work from home is that they tend to get disconnected, both from a communication standpoint and from a cultural standpoint.
为了提供帮助，蓝智公司的员工已经开始通过电脑每天登录，以便大家都能知道彼此的计划。他们加上表情符号来表达自己的感受，还通过视频聊天来共进午餐。詹妮弗·登纳德也是蓝智公司的联合创办人，他从事团队研究工作。
So one of our learnings is that it's really helpful to pair work next to things that are about having you feel like a human and be a person.
许多员工面临一个问题，那就是开展视频会议的时候，如何决定谁先发言？对此，蓝智公司已经找到了办法。
We actually have a spinner, looks kind of like a Ferris wheel, where it goes between different people.It also helps level the playing field so that if everyone has a turn to speak or to add an item to your meeting agenda, it's not just whoever speaks the loudest or whoever's Wi-Fi is the strongest, as can be the case when we're all working remote.
蓝智公司这样的技术窍门和工具在大流行病期间正在帮助人们找出保持工作正常运行的方法。美国之音记者奎因，旧金山报道。
新冠疫情的冲击之下，许多小企业都面临生存危机。下面我们一起去看一看两家小企业是如何化危机为转机。第一家小企业把生产船帆的业务改为生产口罩，提供给前线的护理人员。我们一起去看一看。
在缅因州沿海以航行著称的地区，直到最近，一只缝制船帆的工业缝纫机现在开始了专门缝纫口罩的业务。
We have...the machines and some of the resources to be able to make these right away.
北方风帆的店主兼操作员埃里克·鲍德温说，他和他的两名员工在一个星期六的早上学会了如何缝制口罩，当天下午就全面投入了生产。
Fun. It's something, you know, something different that ultimately is.Going to help.
缅因州拥有5600多公里的海岸线，帆船及其维修服务带动了沿岸大部分的经济。由于新冠病毒大流行，业务放缓。鲍德温的一名员工建议制作口罩。
Didn't even think twice about it. You know, knew that I had plenty of work, billable work that I could do, but wanted to be able to stop and do this for us to help.
美国疾病预防控制中心说，戴口罩预防应该是在穷尽其他选择之后的最后手段。随着全球供应的减少，像北方风帆这样的企业可能都将成为提供这种最后手段的供应商。美国之音记者阿拉巴萨迪，华盛顿报道。
另一家小企业是位于维吉尼亚州的酿酒厂，他们从生产威士忌到生产洗手液，一起去看一看。
自新型冠状病毒爆发以来，洗手液是美国人囤货最多的东西之一。为了满足需求，一些企业家正在生产高酒精含量的消毒剂。
OK，All right.
富尔斯切奇酿酒厂是其中之一。该酿酒厂以生产威士忌而闻名，现在正忙于生产洗手液。
We've pivoted into making sanitization. It's the same type of process. We're using the same whiskeys, or base spirits that we would use to make a lot of our other products.
但生产取决于原材料的获取。
Right there back there, we're producing about 300 gallons of sanitizer right now. We could easily do that every day if we could get the supplies. We can only get supplies every couple of 3 days because there's not as many truckers on the road.
员工们说他们乐于改变他们的商业模式，因为这有助于当地社区，并让他们能继续工作。
I went on Amazon just to look at what was available on Amazon, and it looks like people are ripping everyone off. So it's nice to just kind of help the local community and still have a job. Actually, I feel really lucky right now.
So we're just going to mix all these in.
当地人说他们欣赏这种努力。
Well, I know he'd probably like to be doing making something other than hand sanitizer, but no, this is a great idea. That, you know, to fill a void in the marketplace and to have small businesses set up and work together to get this done. It's what needs to be done, and it's fantastic.
哈卢奇说，必须鼓励人们的士气，不要利用他们的恐惧来哄抬物价。
Prices right now is important to us. I mean, that was a very, very important thing to us, to not gouge.Right? I mean, because that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing people buy up, whether it's toilet paper or hand sanitizer, and then trying to charge exorbitant prices for that. That's part of what we were battling here, plus the need and plus the reasonableness of fulfilling that need.
斯塔夫罗斯说，这种新方法可能会持续的比预期久。
This will keep us busy for a little while, I'm sure. As long as there's a need for the hand sanitizer, more than likely over the next few months, the way it's looking like.We'll be here.
Well, I think all of us are trying to do what we can. I think seeing small businesses step up and provide this type of service is fantastic.
富尔斯切奇酿酒厂目前以每加仑$29的价格出售其洗手液。帕卢奇说，这个售价接近市场价格的一半。该公司还承诺将五千盎司的洗手液分装成五盎司。用来免费赠送。美国之音蒂纳兹·富尔斯切奇报道。
在美国，一位被隔离的父亲通过机器人出席了女儿的婚礼，我们一起去看一看。
数以千计的至尊公主号游轮乘客因为新冠疫情被隔离，照明承包商乔尔扬是其中之一。他在他的小房间里玩电子游戏，他希望能够尽快回到亚利桑那州的家中参加女儿的婚礼。接着他被送去了圣迭戈隔离。
I called her and talked to her and told her that, you know, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to make it. There were a lot of tears there.
杨的朋友和同事集思广益，想出了一个能够让他参加的方法，那就是使用机器人远端出席。他可以操控这个机器人的动作。这个机器人被送到了他的母亲在凤凰城的家中，他们称他为机器老爸，为他打上领带。
And with this device, it allows me to control what I'm looking at, where I'm going.
这场室外婚礼进行得非常顺利。杨没有按照原计划挽着女儿走过长廊，但是他和宾客们互动，从旁看着女儿幸福的笑容。
You meet a challenge, you find the best solution you can, and you accept what it is and you move on.
在大流行传染病改变了世界上许多人的生活方式的同时，科技帮助了一位父亲在重要时刻不缺席。美国之音米歇尔·奎因，加利福尼亚州奥克兰报道。
在美国，建筑工作通常是男性主导的领域，不过现在越来越多的女性选择了这一行业来发展自己的事业。
这些妇女不喜欢朝九晚五的办公桌工作，相反的，她们从事建筑工作。她们做这个的理由和男人一样，因为她们觉得建筑工作更有成就感。
Being able to see the bigger picture, being a part of something bigger.So driving by the building, be like, I built that building to your family or to your kids in the future. That's kind of why I did it, just to be a part of something bigger.
这些妇女在开始工作以前，要先在一个特别中心接受必修的培训课程。她们当中许多人说，这不仅教导她们建造房子，也教导她们和自己建立和谐的关系。
I think it's, for me personally, it's a constant battle on gaining confidence.But this job has definitely helped it. I don't think I would be as confident as I am now working in another field.
今天，妇女占美国所有建筑工人的10%左右。工人需要的不过是一些工具、一顶护盔、特殊的防护眼镜、培训和自信。凯利·库普帕克从事建筑已经20多年，在过去3年，她是职业妇女机构的负责人。这是一家在俄勒冈州的波特兰免费帮助妇女掌握建筑工作技巧的公司。库普帕克还帮他们找工作， 这是他们很多人需要的，因为女性要打入这一行比较难。
I also saw some really hard things, and I experienced some really hard things as a woman in an industry that's still dominated by men, and an industry which I think is changing, but back then it was still largely this very macho, like, why are you here? Why are you here taking my job? Why are you here taking a job from another man who has to feed his family? And I was like, I have to feed my family too. So that was a big eye-opening experience for me firsthand.
布里奇特·奎因对未来的电工进行培训，包括通过职业妇女公司帮助而进入建筑业的电工。他说，除了基本知识外，他还需要提醒女性，性别和体力问题不应该阻碍他们从事自己真正想做的工作。
There's tiny men out there, and there's big muscular women out there. There's times when having a smaller stature is going to be more beneficial in our industry, and there's times when being bigger is going to be more beneficial in our industry. And I think that especially as we grow as an industry, as far as safety concerns go and safety training and things like that, we're always learning how to do our jobs with the least possible damage, repetitive use, destructive use to our bodies. And so we've got so many more tools nowadays that we can use to be able to do heavy physical work.
每年有1000多名妇女从职业妇女培训中心结业，准备就绪，要为别人建造房屋，也为自己打造一个新的人生。而库普帕克正在竭尽全力要让这个数字继续增加。美国之音记者巴弗拉德扎安，俄勒冈州波特兰报道。
两位工程师发明了一种可以让残疾人行走的机器人，来看报道。
5岁的本特利患有脑癌，这是他第一次迈步行走。
This is amazing to get him moving.
一个特殊的机器人可以帮助这个男孩自己迈步。这些传感器和主要部件一起安装在男孩本特利的腿上，而本特利则严重依赖步行架。机器人通过特殊的应用程序进行操作。特莱走核心装置是由曼米特·马古和拉尔·乌达西这两位朋友共同创建的。对于马古来说，该项目的初心来自他得知自己的侄子患有脑瘫的经历。
My nephew Pranit has cerebral palsy, and that he would never be able to walk. We started looking into it, and we realized that not walking has so many negative health effects associated with it, and we just wanted to change that. And when we couldn't find any solution for him, we decided to build it ourselves.
开发特莱走核心装置需要好几年时间。马古记得深夜用 3D 打印机打印零件，还经常飞到印度为侄子准备一系列相关的配件。初期花了很长的时间，但是当他第一次看到侄子在机器人的帮助下行走时，他知道胜利在握了。在美国，大约有70万人患有脑瘫，因此当马古的发明一进入市场，就引来了成千上万的父母排队等候，希望这种机器能够帮助孩子走路。
The device can be purchased for $29,900, or it can also be leased for $1,000 a month. We've had a kid as young as 11 months old use the device, and someone as old as 25 years old. Right now we have a long waiting list, but we're taking reservations.
对胡里奥·卡罗而言，机器人的支持是真正的技术奇迹。
It's an incredible feeling. I mean, I'm normally 4'11 on my chair, but I'm 6'2 when I'm standing, so...It's a great feeling when I'm upright and I'm seeing everybody eye to eye, and it does a lot for you. Like it does, you miss it.
10年前，胡里奥在工作中背部遭受了严重的创伤，坐轮椅已经多年，直到他发现了这个特莱走。
There's a sensor on the left hip of the device, and that sensor can sense his body movement. So as he weight shifts to the left, his right foot steps. As he weight shifts to the right, his left foot steps.And the device is doing that movement for him, but he's in complete control of how he's walking.
在美国，可以借助保险获得这种设备，价格取决于机器人的复杂程度。这一机器人的价格约为$130,000。美国之音记者巴格达·萨利安，洛杉矶报道。
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 友们，大家好，今天是4月1号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示，将全力协助台湾在世卫组织发挥作用。我们请美国之音国务院记者张荣香为我们介绍。
美国总统特朗普3月26号签署了这项获得美国国会参众两院两党议员普遍支持的法案，使它成为法律。北京政府之后表示反对。不过，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在一场电话圆桌会中表示，美国国务院将全力遵守美国法律的规定。下面我们来听听他怎么说。
The president signed that law. He did so quite happily. He was pleased with the contents of it. The responsibility now falls to the United States government to comply with each and every component of that. That includesworking to make sure that in every organization, you identified the WHO in particular, that in every organization that has has content that is related to what's taking place inside of Taiwan, that we do our best to assist them in having their appropriate role there. We'll do that. We'll fully comply with that. We think it's important, and we were pleased that piece of legislation made it out of the Congress and onto the president's desk at the end of last week.
新通过的美国法律规定，美国应该在适当的情况之下帮助台湾加入一切不需要以国家地位为会员资格要件的国际组织，并且帮助台湾在适当的国际组织里获得观察员的地位。在谈到美国如何与中国以及东盟国家合作对抗新冠疫情的时候，蓬佩奥表示，美国不断和印太地区的国家就新冠疫情进行交流。美国不止和东南亚国家，也积极和南亚以及中亚国家密切合作。至于中国，蓬佩奥表示，美国是最早向中国提出援助的国家之一。下面我们再来听听蓬佩奥怎么说。
Just as we went into this moment of crisis, we will continue to find every opportunity to work alongside China. We have important economic relationships. We shortly before this.Completed the first part of the trade deal. The second part of that, we hope will follow not too far behind that. But there are also immense challenges with China. Places where the president's identified where reciprocity doesn't exist. We've seen that in trade. We've seen that with respect to how journalists are treated, freedom of information, how it flows across borders and across the region. So it will continue to be just as we identified.Early on in the administration, a true strategic competitor for the United States. I don't expect that will change.
记者注意到，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在电话当中使用新冠病毒而非武汉病毒的字眼。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
白宫新冠病毒工作小组的传染病专家说，预计新冠病毒将会在今年秋天卷土重来，不过到时候美国会有更多的准备。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
在新型冠状病毒的疫情持续在美国蔓延的同时呢，美国的医疗物资等等也出现了短缺，各州现在都非常的需求所谓的 N95 的口罩还有呼吸器等等的医疗资源。特朗普总统在星期一的傍晚在白宫的玫瑰园举办了这个新型冠状疫情的病毒的疫情的简报会的时候呢，他特别说到了包括中国与俄罗斯等国家对美国的帮助。特朗普总统说，中国送东西给我们真的很棒，俄罗斯也送我们一整机的东西，医疗设备真的很好心，其他送我们东西的国家也叫我惊喜。那我们知道呢，特朗普总统之前曾经说过美国的疫情将会缓解，并且还预测说在复活节之前就可以重启美国经济，到复活节当天呢，所有的教堂当中都会挤满了人。但是呢，在星期天的时候，特朗普总统改口说他要延长这个社交距离的这个政策呢到4月底。那么之后呢，特朗普总统又做出了新的预测，说6月1号美国就会复苏。不过呢，在星期一的这个白宫玫瑰园当中的这个新闻简报会上呢，国家过敏与传染病研究所的主任安东尼·佛契博士则表示，因为现在新冠病毒的传染力呢，他估计在今年的秋天的时候，这个病将会卷土重来。我们来看一下佛契博士在白宫是怎么说的。
In fact, I would anticipate that would actually happen because of the degree of transmissibility. However, if you come back in the fall, it will be a totally different ball game of what happened when we first got hit with it in the beginning. of this year, there will be several things that will be different. Our ability to go out and be able to test, identify, isolate, and contact trace will be orders of magnitude better than what it was just a couple of months ago. In addition, we have a number of clinical trials that are looking at a variety of therapeutic interventions. We hope one or more of them will be available. And importantly, as I mentioned to you many times at these briefings, is that we have a vaccine that's on track and multiple other candidates. So I would anticipate that, you know, a year to a year and a half, we'd be able to do it under an emergency use. If we start seeing an efficacy signal, we may be able to even use a vaccine at the next season. So things are going to be very, very different. What we're going through now is going to be more than just lessons learned. It's going to be things that we have available to us that we did not have before.
此外，我们知道国会在上个星期已经通过了价值2万亿美元的纾困法案，而特朗普总统也已经把它签署成法了。美国财政部也正在准备要运用这一笔经费。财政部在星期一发出了指导方针，说在未来的三个星期将会把现金发给合乎标准的美国民众，年薪7万5千美元的个人，或者是年收入15万美元的家庭，可以获得全部的金额，也就是个人1200美元，或者是一个家庭2400块美元，而一个小孩呢，则是500美元。收入超过上述标准的，每多100元就减少5块钱的补助。这些金钱呢，到时候将会自动的存入银行的账户当中。而财政部长姆努钦表示呢，应该预计在未来的三个星期之内就可以做完。此外呢，如果你是超过收入99000美元的个人，或是超过198000美元的家庭呢，那就不符合补助的资格。财政部同时也公告，需要资金协助来付员工薪水还有福利的航空公司等等，已经可以开始申请补助了。那么我们知道，截至3月31号星期二中午为止呢，美国境内的新型冠状病毒的病例已经超过了17万人，而且呢，已经有将近3500人。死于新冠肺炎。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前面的报道。
纽约是目前美国新冠疫情的中心，有3万多确诊病例。美国之音记者采访了纽约市市长白思豪，我们一起去看一看。
带有红十字标记的巨大白色医院船安慰号从维吉尼亚州的诺福克经过维修后，星期一抵达纽约港。这艘医院船的到达比原定计划提早了近一个星期。纽约市长白思豪说，安慰号给纽约带来了希望和支援。
8.6 million people here in New York City, and the arrival of the USNS Comfort is one of the most powerful moments we've seen in weeks in terms of giving people hope, of giving them a sense that help really is coming. I mean, it's literally like an entire hospital just floated up to New York City. You know, we are desperate right now to make sure we keep increasing our ability to provide health care to people in this crisis, and we just got the best reinforcement we possibly could. But it's also, you know, beyond the physical help, it is the psychological effect. People are so encouraged to see our military here to help us.
这艘医院船拥有1000个床位和12个手术区，其中750个床位可以立即投入使用。船上的医疗人员将为非新冠病毒患者提供治疗，以减轻不堪重负的当地医院的负担，让他们集中精力对付疫情。
We're going to have to turn our hospitals more and more into all intensive care, which has never been done before. And the comfort's going to allow us to make that transition and take a lot of the pressure off those hospitals. So it's playing a crucial role in preparing us for the fight ahead. And also the quality of the medical personnel in the military is exceptional. So it's going to allow us to get a lot done to have these heroes joining the heroes we already have on the front lines in our hospitals.
根据约翰霍普金斯大学的统计，纽约市感染新冠病毒的确诊病例目前已超38000例，大约有1000人被病毒夺去了生命。安慰号上一次援助纽约人还是在2001年9月11日恐怖袭击后的暗淡日子。第一响应人员和联邦工作人员当时住在船上，船上的医生为他们提供危机心理咨询。这一次安慰号的任务甚至更为关键。白思豪说，纽约接下来几个星期将会更加艰难。
It's not enough to get us through the whole long battle, but right now this is playing a crucial role in getting us through this week, next week, giving us a chance to make the bigger transition we have to. Look, the worst is yet to come. I've been blunt with people about that. But this help right now is allowing us to keep going. It's allowing us to be able to reset the equation so we can fight a much bigger battle ahead. And I said, it's not just the physical help. It's not just the equipment and the beds. It is also the incredible morale boost to see our men and women in uniform, to see these great medical professionals, to see our military arrive, because this is the front right now in the United States of America. We're fighting an invisible enemy, and this is the front. This is the place where, unfortunately, the battle is raging. And thank God our military are here.
专家预测，纽约的病例数将在四月达到峰值。在安慰号抵达纽约的同时，纽约中央公园正在建一个有68个床位的野战医院，星期二开始接受病患。纽约市长白思豪呼吁大家携手一起战胜疫情。
Just so everyone understands, in America, it's here today. Unfortunately, it's going to be other places tomorrow.Help us win this battle now, and then we will send everything we've got, the equipment, the supplies, the personnel, to win the battle in the next city, the next state. We're all in this together. That's the truth.
美国之音采访报道。
许多美国人目前遵守居家令，待在家里，但是有些人却发现24小时和家人待在同一空间内实在是难以适应。一些宇航员向美国之音讲述了他们的经验和建议，我们一起去看一看。
从2019年3月到2019年10月，美国宇航局宇航员尼克·海格在空间站度过了204天。他绕着地球飞行3000多次，还执行了3次太空行走任务。而现在，他在地球上和家人待在德克萨斯州休斯顿的家中。他说，在太空200多天的时间里，他和地球上的家人朋友保持极端社交距离。他当时养成的有些习惯，现在在地球上派上用场了。
I'm stuck with my family, a family that I've spent the better part of the last 3 years separated from. And so being able to reconnect and spend that time, I think that in hindsight, people are going to look back and they're going to realize just the ability to spend so much time with your loved ones is a special treat. And that's something that I'm very thankful that I've got that opportunity right now.I wish it was under better circumstances, but I'll take every minute I've got to be able to, you know, play with my boys and spend time with my wife.
除了和家人共度时光以外，海格表示，拥有属于自己的空间和时间也是超重要的。
And the other part is, at the end of the day, or whenever we need it, just trying to have a place that is your own that you can sneak away to, and you can have a little personal time, you know.The space station is as big as a 6-person home, and we have our own little crew quarters up there, which is about the size of a closet, but that's all I needed to be able to close the door and just kind of escape all the hustle and bustle and everything else that was going on and just focus on kind of trying to collect myself and my thoughts and being able to escape.
海格说，运用科技和你的朋友联络也是个好主意。
Some of it is just connecting, you know, reaching out and doing a video call with family and friends or working on a project. You know, when I was on orbit, I'd do crossword puzzles with my boys over a video chat. And just being able to connect that way was such a huge emotional boost. It helped me prepare for the next day. So really, you know, even though you're isolated,Technology has advanced so much that we're able to reach out and connect.
在执行任务之前，宇航员会考虑可能发生的最坏情况，然后接受应变的训练。海格谈到人们在新冠病毒流行病期间可能感到的焦虑。
The way I managed it was to focus on the things that were within my control. You know, every day I've got things that I can do to help those around me and to help, you know, make my situation and their situation better. And it's by doing that and focusing on those things that I can continue to, you move forward and you make progress, rather than to spend a lot of energy worrying about the things that are out of your control. That's, if I was going to give a piece of advice, that's it, is just focus on the things that you can affect.Because there's so much out there right now that is completely out of all of our control. And if we just help each other in our own little spot, make it a little bit better, then everybody together is going to improve the situation.
美国之音电视报道。
新冠疫情迫使许多的上班族在家里工作，他们运用各种各样的技术和同事们保持联系，并且完成工作。我们一起去看一看。
在政府下达几乎要封城的命令后，旧金山现在犹如一座空城，只要情况允许，员工都留在家里，以避免感染新冠病毒。不过有很多技术可以让他们继续工作。一家叫蓝智 Range 的软件公司打造有助于团队沟通的工具，来帮助试图转向远程工作的雇员。不过该公司的联合创办人布莱登科维茨表示，他们面临着挑战。
When people work from home is that they tend to get disconnected both from a communication standpoint and from a cultural standpoint.
为了提供帮助，蓝智公司的员工已经开始通过电脑每天登录，以便大家都能知道彼此的计划。他们加上表情符号来表达自己的感受，还通过视频聊天来共进午餐。詹妮弗·登纳德也是蓝智公司的联合创办人，他从事团队研究工作。
So one of our learnings is that it's really helpful to pair work next to things that are about having you feel like a human and be a person.
许多员工面临一个问题，那就是开展视频会议的时候，如何决定谁先发言？对此，蓝智公司已经找到了办法。
We actually have a spinner.Looks kind of like a Ferris wheel where it goes between different people. It also helps level the playing field so that if everyone has a turn to speak or to add an item to your meeting agenda, it's not just whoever speaks the loudest or whoever's Wi-Fi is the strongest, as can be the case when we're all working remote.
蓝智公司这样的技术窍门和工具在大流行病期间正在帮助人们找出保持工作正常运行的方法。美国之音记者奎因，旧金山报道。
新冠疫情的冲击之下，许多小企业都面临生存危机。下面我们一起去看一看两家小企业是如何化危机为转机。第一家小企业把生产船帆的业务改为生产口罩，提供给前线的护理人员。我们一起去看一看。
在缅因州沿海以航行著称的地区，直到最近，一只缝制船帆的工业缝纫机现在开始了专门缝纫口罩的业务。
We have...the machines and some of the resources to be able to make these right away.
北方风帆的店主兼操作员埃里克·鲍德温说，他和他的两名员工在一个星期六的早上学会了如何缝制口罩，当天下午就全面投入了生产。
Fun. It's just it's something, you know, something different that ultimately is.Gonna help.
缅因州拥有5600多公里的海岸线，帆船及其维修服务带动了沿岸大部分的经济。由于新冠病毒大流行，业务放缓，鲍德温的一名员工建议制作口罩。
Didn't even think twice about it. You know, knew that I had plenty of work, billable work that I could do.But wanted to be able to stop and do this for us to help.
美国疾病预防控制中心说，戴口罩预防应该是在穷尽其他选择之后的最后手段。随着全球供应的减少，像北方风帆这样的企业可能都将成为提供这种最后手段的供应商。美国之音记者阿拉巴萨迪，华盛顿报道。
另一家小企业是位于维吉尼亚州的酿酒厂，他们从生产威士忌到生产洗手液，一起去看一看。
自新型冠状病毒爆发以来，洗手液是美国人囤货最多的东西之一。为了满足需求，一些企业家正在生产高酒精含量的消毒剂。
OK， all right。
富尔斯切奇酿酒厂是其中之一。该酿酒厂以生产威士忌而闻名，现在正忙于生产洗手液。
We've pivoted into making sanitization. It's the same type of process. We're using the same whiskeys, or base spirits that we would use to make a lot of our other products.
但生产取决于原材料的获取。
Right there back here, we're producing about 300 gallons of sanitizer right now. We could easily do that every day if we could get the supplies. We can only get supplies every couple of 3 days because there's not as many truckers on the road.
员工们说他们乐于改变他们的商业模式。 因为这有助于当地社区，并让他们能继续工作。
I went on Amazon just to look at what was available on Amazon, and it looks like people are ripping everyone off. So it's nice to just kind of help the local community and still have a job. Actually, I feel really lucky right now.
So we're just going to mix all these in.
当地人说，他们欣赏这种努力。
Well, I know he'd probably like to be doing making something other than hand sanitizer, but no, this was a great idea. To fill a void in the marketplace and to have small businesses set up and work together to get this done. It's what needs to be done, and it's fantastic.
哈卢奇说，必须鼓励人们的士气，不要利用他们的恐惧来哄抬物价。
Prices right now is important to us. I mean, that was a very, very important thing to us, to not gouge, right? I mean, because that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing people buy up, whether it's toilet paper or hand sanitizer, and then trying to charge exorbitant prices for that. That's part of what we were battling here, plus the need and plus the reasonableness of fulfilling that need.
斯塔夫罗斯说，这种新方法可能会持续的比预期久。
This will keep us busy for a little while, I'm sure. As long as there's a need for the hand sanitizer, more than likely over the next few months, the way it's looking like, we'll be here.
Well, I think all of us are trying to do what we can. I think seeing small businesses step up and provide this type of service is fantastic.
富尔斯切奇酿酒厂目前以每加仑$29的价格出售其洗手液。帕卢奇说，这个售价接近市场价格的一半。该公司还承诺将5000盎司的洗手液分装成5盎司，用来免费赠送。美国之音蒂纳兹，富尔斯切奇报道。
在美国，一位被隔离的父亲通过机器人出席了女儿的婚礼。我们一起去看一看。数以千计的至尊公主号游轮乘客因为新冠疫情被隔离。照明承包商乔尔杨是其中之一。他在他的小房间里玩电子游戏。他希望能够尽快回到亚利桑那州的家中参加女儿的婚礼。接着，他被送去了圣迭戈隔离。
I called her and talked to her and told her that, you know, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to make it. There were a lot of tears there.
杨的朋友和同事集思广益，想出了一个能够让他参加的方法，那就是使用机器人远端出席。他可以操控这个机器人的动作。这个机器人被送到了他的母亲在凤凰城的家中，他们称他为机器老爸，为他打上领带。
And with this device, it allows me to control what I'm looking at, where I'm going.
这场室外婚礼进行得非常顺利，杨没有按照原计划挽着女儿走过长廊，但是他和宾客们互动，从旁看着女儿幸福的笑容。
You meet a challenge, you find the best solution you can, and you accept what it is and you move on.
在大流行传染病改变了世界上许多人的生活方式的同时，科技帮助了一位父亲在重要时刻不缺席。美国之音米歇尔奎因，加利福尼亚州奥克兰报道。
在美国，建筑工作通常是男性主导的领域。不过现在，越来越多的女性选择了这一行业来发展自己的事业。这些妇女不喜欢朝九晚五的办公桌工作，相反的，她们从事建筑工作。她们做这个的理由和男人一样，因为她们觉得建筑工作更有成就感。Being
able to see the bigger picture, being a part of something bigger. So driving by the building, be like, I built that building to your family or to your kids in the future. That's kind of why I did it, just to be a part of something bigger.
这些妇女在开始工作以前，要先在一个特别中心接受必修的培训课程。她们当中许多人说，这不仅教导她们建造房子，也教导她们和自己建立和谐的关系。
I think it's, for me personally, it's a constant battle on gaining confidence. But this job has definitely helped it. I don't think I would be as confident as I am now working in another field.
今天，妇女占美国所有建筑工人的10%左右。工人需要的不过是一些工具、一顶护盔、特殊的防护眼镜、培训和自信。凯利·库普帕克从事建筑已经20多年，在过去3年，她是职业妇女机构的负责人。 这是一家在俄勒冈州的波特兰免费帮助妇女掌握建筑工作技巧的公司。库普帕克还帮他们找工作,
是他们很多人需要的，因为女性要打入这一行比较难。
I also saw some really hard things and I experienced some really hard things as a woman in an industry that's still dominated by men. And an industry which I think is changing, but back then it was still largely this very macho, like, why are you here? Why are you here taking my job? Why are you here taking a job from another man who has to feed his family? And I was like, I have to feed my family too. So that was a big eye-opening experience for me firsthand.
普里奇特·奎因对未来的电工进行培训，包括通过职业妇女公司帮助而进入建筑业的电工。他说，除了基本知识外，他还需要提醒女性，性别和体力问题不应该阻碍她们从事自己真正想做的工作。
There's tiny men out there, and there's big muscular women out there. There's times when having a smaller stature is going to be more beneficial in our industry, and there's times when being bigger is going to be more beneficial in our industry. And I think that especially as we grow as an industry, as far as safety concerns go and safety training and things like that, we're always learning how to do our jobs with the least possible damage, repetitive use, destructive use to our bodies. And so we've got so many more tools nowadays that we can use to be able to do heavy physical work.
每年有1000多名妇女从职业妇女培训中心结业，准备就绪，要为别人建造房屋，也为自己打造一个新的人生。而库普帕克正在竭尽全力要让这个数字继续增加。美国之音记者巴弗拉德扎安，俄勒冈州波特兰报道。
两位工程师发明了一种可以让残疾人行走的机器人，来看报道。
5岁的本特利患有脑癌，这是他第一次迈步行走。
How does that feel? Are
you walking? This is amazing to get him moving.
一个特殊的机器人可以帮助这个男孩自己迈步，这些传感器和主要部件一起安装在男孩本特利的腿上，而本特利则严重依赖步行架。机器人通过特殊的应用程序进行操作，特莱走核心装置是由曼米特马古和拉尔乌达西这两位朋友共同创建的。对于马古来说，该项目的初心来自他得知自己的侄子患有脑瘫的经历。
My nephew Pranit has cerebral palsy, and that he would never be able to walk. We started looking into it, and we realized that not walking has so many negative health effects associated with it, and we just wanted to change that. And when we couldn't find any solution for him, we decided to build it ourselves.
开发特莱走核心装置需要好几年时间。马古记得深夜用 3D 打印机打印零件，还经常飞到印度为侄子准备一系列相关的配件。初期花了很长的时间，但是当他第一次看到侄子在机器人的帮助下行走时，他知道胜利在握了。在美国，大约有70万人患有脑瘫，因此当马古的发明一进入市场，就引来了成千上万的父母排队等候，希望这种机器能够帮助孩子走路。
The device can be purchased for $29,900, or it can also be leased for $1,000 a month. We've had a kid as young as 11 months old use the device, and someone as old as 25 years old. Right now we have a long waiting list, but we're taking reservations.
对胡里奥·卡罗而言，机器人的支持是真正的技术奇迹。
It's an incredible feeling. I mean, I'm normally 4'11 on my chair, but I'm 6'2 when I'm standing, so it's a great feeling when I'm upright and I'm seeing everybody eye to eye, and it does a lot for you. Like, you miss it.
10年前，胡里奥在工作中背部遭受了严重的创伤，坐轮椅已经多年，直到他发现了这个特莱走。
There's a sensor on the left hip of the device, and that sensor can sense his body movement. So as he weight shifts to the left, his right foot steps. As he weight shifts to the right, his left foot steps. And the device is doing that movement for him, but he's in complete control of how he's walking.
在美国，可以借助保险获得这种设备，价格取决于机器人的复杂程度。这一机器人的价格约为$130,000。美国之音记者巴格达·萨利安，洛杉矶报道。
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。